This is Jim Field, and this is your Nishna Valley. Welcome into our program here this weekend. Stacy Linfer on vacation, so I'll be flying solo with you here this weekend, but that's okay. We have plenty of things to talk about here this weekend on our program. One of those things to talk about coming up on Monday. You know what this Monday is, don't you? The 22nd of September. It's the autumnal equinox. Autumn begins on Monday. It actually begins at 9:29 p.m. our time on Monday evening in the Northern Hemisphere. That's when we get it started. And, of course, the autumnal equinox, well, let's just break it down. The word equinox comes from the Latin words for equal night. The fall and spring equinoxes are the only days of the year in which the sun crosses the celestial equator. Of course, temperatures start to drop, nights get longer, days get shorter, and well, those hours of daylight start disappearing on us, so it kind of does a little bit of things to our psyche, but of course it also changes the weather conditions out there too. Looking through some of the numbers in the Old Farmer's Almanac, and they have a little bit about the autumnal equinox and fall there, and they have a little question and answer thing. One of the things they talk about is, why aren't there exactly 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness on the fall equinox? It's supposed to be equal day and equal night. But it really isn't. And the answer to that is, well, on the equinoxes, the very center of the sun sets just 12 hours after it rises. But of course, as we know, the day begins when the upper edge of the sun reaches the horizon. And that happens just a bit before the center gets there. So it doesn't end until the entire sun has set. Well, not only that, but the sun actually is visible when it's below the horizon, as Earth's atmosphere refracts the sun's rays and then bends them in an arc over the horizon. So if the sun were to shrink to a star-like point and we lived in a world without air, then the spring and fall equinoxes would truly have equal nights, but that's not actually the case. Their former astronomer George Greenstein made that comment, so there you have that. Also, the autumn leaves seem to be hanging on longer than usual in my neck of the woods. Is this an indication of winter weather to come? Is a question they get asked quite often, and the answer there is, there's an old weather proverb that states, if autumn leaves are slow to fall, prepare for a cold winter. Or perhaps you just haven't had the kind of wind or rain needed to shake those leaves loose from their branches quite yet. But look on the bright side, you do get to look at the beautiful autumn foliage for a little bit longer, and we should start to see some of that here not too far down the road. You know, in many of the regions in North America, the landscape, it silently explodes with all kinds of vibrant colors of red, yellows, oranges. The leaves begin to drop off the trees, providing endless hours of jumping into leaf piles for kids and then, of course, raking them back up for the parents. Baseball season hits the home stretch. Football season's just warming up. Temperatures start to drop. Nights get longer. And all the woodland critters start to store up for the long haul of winter. We're at that point of the year right now. In a few weeks, we'll start to see even more the vibrant colors of fall as we get into the latter part of the fall season. Typically around these parts, in northern Iowa, you're looking at usually the first to second week of October where they typically have some of their best fall color viewing times. Here in our part of the state, in the lower, the southern part, the lower part of the state, we typically seem to have most of the more dramatic leaf viewing time somewhere between the second to fourth, usually around the third week in October is usually about the best time for those kinds of things. So very soon we'll start paying attention, probably starting next week on our program here, we'll kind of start paying attention to the Department of Natural Resources report. They usually put out a report each year kind of dictating and detailing what some of the things are happening out there as far as the fall colors, because so many people love to go out and spend a lot of time out in nature in the fall season when it is so beautiful. Now, as we get to this time of the year, one of the other things that we typically, I don't like to think about so much, but we just kind of have to, would be the flu. You can get the flu any time of the year. The flu strains are always around, but it seems more prevalent in the winter time, the fall, winter, spring of the season, because typically we spend more time in close proximity to one another. Those are the times of the year. It's cold outside, so we tend to spend more of our time inside, close together, and that's when we pass all those germs. So we're starting to see some of those flu vaccination clinics be set up in some of the area counties. For example, in Guthrie County, they have a number of them coming up throughout the month of October and into November. In fact, they've already started in some. In the Guthrie County area, the Guthrie County clinics, they have no appointments needed there. Walk-ins are always welcome. They do ask you to bring your insurance card and your ID, or if you'd like to self-pay, it's $40. But in Stewart, at the clinic there, the Guthrie County Hospital Clinic, they will have clinics coming up on October 8th, on October 20th, and again on November 4th. Those are all from 3 to 6 p.m. At the Panora Guthrie County Health Clinic, they'll have clinics coming up. They've already had one, but they'll have two more coming up on Monday, October 6th and Wednesday, October 22nd. And again, those are from 3 to 6 p.m. And then at the Adair Clinic, they will have events coming up on September 30th, October 13th, and October 23rd. And again, those are from 3 until 6 p.m. And you can call those individual locations to find out more details about those events. Also, the Murtu Medical Center has announced their clinics, their flu vaccine clinics, and they do have appointments required. They do need appointments for those for the Harlan clinics only. So you can call 755-4422 or visit them online at shelbycountyclinics.com to get more information. They have 15 different flu vaccination clinics set up. Several of them will be in the Harlan area, but they do get out to some other locations as well. They have events starting in the, largely throughout the entire month of October, starting Wednesday, October 1st. They'll have several of them in Harlan right off the bat. In fact, Wednesday, October 1st, Friday, October 3rd, Wednesday, October 8th, and Friday, October 10th, and then Monday, October 13th, they'll hold clinics at the Community Health Center in Harlan. Then on Tuesday, October 14th, they'll visit the Irwin Community Building. On Friday, October 17th, St. Joseph's Parish Hall in Erling in the morning. In the afternoon that day, the Friday the 17th, they'll be at the St. Boniface Parish Hall in Westphalia. Also on Tuesday, October 21st, in the morning, they'll be in Defiance at the Fire Hall, and in the afternoon at the Shelby Community Building. Wednesday, October 22nd, they'll have an event at the Avoca Public Library. They'll be back in Harlan at the Community Health Clinic on Saturday, October 25th. And then on October 29th, that's a Wednesday, they'll be in Panama at the Fire Hall in the morning. And they'll be in Portsmouth in the afternoon that day at the St. Mary's Parish Hall. And then also on Monday, November 3rd, they'll have an event at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Now, adults should wear short sleeves, and they do encourage the flu mist nasal spray for all eligible children and for adults age 2 through 49. And they do have some other rules and what have you there, too. But if you need more information, you can call the Harlan Clinic. They'd be happy to give you more information about that. Now, those times are all a little bit different. There's no consistency, really, in the times. So I'm not going to run down all the specific times. That'll be just too confusing here on the radio. But you can check those out, and we'll tell you more about those clinics as we get closer to those particular days as well to give you those times and dates that you'll need to be there. So lots of things going on with stuff like that here this time of the year, as you would expect, as we get into the fall season. Now, there are plenty of other things going on here in the Nishna Valley in the coming days and weeks. Let's take a look at some of the events and activities that are coming up. This Sunday, September 21st, the Grant United Methodist Church will hold its annual bazaar. They'll start at 10 in the morning with a worship service featuring music by Deb and Rick Baim for the New Shoes Quartet. And then after the service, from 11:30 to 1 o'clock, you can have a home-cooked meal served, which includes ham balls, roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, Harvard beets, buttered corn, assorted salads, pies, and desserts with coffee, tea, or lemonade. Now, the dinner costs $8 for adults, $3.50 for children 12 and under, and all the money raised will support the Grant United Methodist Women and their work for mission projects and the Grant Church. And this year's auction will include handmade crafts and rugs, fresh garden produce, baked goods, and plenty more. That's the Grant United Methodist Church Annual Bazaar. And again, that's this Sunday, September 21st. Also this Sunday, the Exira Fire Department is holding an open house. They'll have water fights starting at 1 o'clock, and then a meal will be served at 5 p.m. for your free will donation. And everyone is welcome to attend the Exira Fire Department's open house. Now, also continuing on Sunday is the 37th Annual Green Ridge Steam and Gas Engine Antique Show. Now, the Sunday hours are the same as Saturday's hours, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that is held near Irwin. They have a flag-raising ceremony that starts the morning with a parade at 4 o'clock. Now, special attractions this year include the Maytag Collectors Club and the Remembering Our Fallen from Iowa exhibit. There'll be many working exhibits on display with kids' activities, live music, flea market, food stand, quilt and apron show. There's an antique machinery display there as well, and there's homemade ice cream. Now, Admission is $5, and that's good for both days. It's family fun with a unique history lesson around every corner. That's the 37th Annual Green Ridge Steam and Gas Engine Antique Show, and that's located from Irwin, 1 mile south, 1 mile west, and 1.5 miles south. Just watch for the signs. You'll be able to find that. So lots of fun. A lot of folks attend that each and every year. Looks like the weather's going to be great for it this weekend, too. Now, we mentioned flu shots and things, too. Cass County Memorial Hospital is holding its community blood draws. And if you haven't gotten in on that yet, you do have another week to do that. They'll be doing that all this next week, the 22nd through the 26th, Monday through Friday. It's from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the CCMH Atrium in Atlantic. And the screenings are offered, and blood profile is $35. And you do need to schedule appointments for the blood draw. Just go to CassCountyClinics.com online and do it. Or you can call 249-0667. Or you can call the health coach at 243-2850 if you'd like to get in on the CCMH community blood draws, which, again, the hours for that will be 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. each day this next week, Monday the 22nd through Friday the 26th. And that'll be at the atrium at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Also, some other events coming up here in the next several days. A book review of A Case of Hearts by Catherine Doherty will be held September 24th at 1 p.m. at the Lewis Public Library. That's this coming Wednesday. Everyone is welcome to attend that event. Also, the 2014 Audubon County DNR Hunter Education classes will be held on Wednesday, September 24th from 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., and then again on Saturday, September 27th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, you must be 12 or older, and you must pre-register, and you must attend both sessions if you want to pass the course. Now, to pre-register, you can log on to a website that's run specifically for that. You can find that on our website, on our Daily Diary page. But you have to be 18 years of age or older to create an account, and then that person has to add dependents to the profile, and then you can register the student for the class after that. Now, the classes will be held at the Audubon County Conservation Club building at 2592 Highway 71 at Exira. It's actually located about 3 miles north of Exira, or roughly 6 miles south of Audubon on the east side of the highway. There's no cost for the course. It is sponsored by the Audubon County Conservation Club and Pheasants Forever. And if you would like more information about that event, you can contact Pat Peterson in the evenings at 712-549-2311. They'll get you more information. Also coming up this next Thursday, October 25th, a Red Cross blood drive will be held in Atlantic. That'll be at the Atlantic Catholic Parish Center. That's from noon until 6 p.m. You can contact Fred or Becky Hunt to get an appointment set up for that. And walk-ins are always welcome also. Also coming up this Thursday, September 25th, the annual Minister's Appreciation Luncheon will be held at the Heritage House in Atlantic at noon. They'll be meeting in the recreation room for a buffet-style meal of pork loin, fish, green bean casserole, scalloped potatoes, small salad, and cherry pie. Cost of the meal is $9 per plate, and the theme will be introducing Builders Club to the ministerial group. Kyle Bartholik, youth pastor from Atlantic Evangelical Free Church, will be co-presenting with Carla Akers regarding Builders Club activities. You do need to RSVP, though, so that they have an idea how much food to plan for that day. Also on September 25th, on Thursday, a brown bag lunch program will be held at the Museum of Danish America. That starts at noon. Tom Lundsgaard Nielsen will present Hans Christian Andersen from Early Fairy Tales to the Life Parables. Lundsgaard Nielsen is a senior lecturer in Danish at University College London. He'll discuss the tinderbox, little claws and big claws, the princess and the pea, the ugly duckling, the steadfast tin soldier, and the fir tree. The program begins at noon. It's free and open to the public. And as the name suggests, guests can bring a lunch to enjoy during the program. Programs are scheduled through the end of the year. They can be found at danishmuseum.org. And if you have any questions about the programs, call Tova Brandt at the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn. Also coming up next weekend will be Coca-Cola Days here in Atlantic, September 26th and 27th. This year's theme is Thirst Knows No Season. On Friday, September 26th, is a tailgate party from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Rock Island Depot. $6.50 is the cost for that. Get you a sneak peek from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Herring Building at 2nd and Poplar, the show Swap and Sell. And that's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Herring Building. That's free. The Atlantic Coca-Cola Center and Museum at 207 Chestnut, one of only three in the country, is open from 9 to 5. And then also on Saturday, September 27th, is the Collector's Showcase from 9 to 2 at the Herring Building. That's free. The Atlantic Coca-Cola Center and Museum will be open again. And the Coca-Cola Collectors Meeting from Iowa will be at the Atlantic Elks Lodge with social hour at 6 and then dinner at 6:30. They have T-shirts available for $16. That's short sleeve and $22 for the long-sleeved ones. You can order shirts online at CocaColaDays.org. And for more information or to find lodging, you can go to CocaColaDays.org. It'll get you all the information that you need. Also coming up next Friday, September 26th, the next Saturday, September 27th, the Atlantic Business and Professional Women's Fall Citywide Garage Sales will be held 2 to 6 p.m. on Friday and then 9 to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Now, you need to watch for all these maps. They'll be available starting September 23rd at Atlantic Hy-Vee and Fairway and all the Casey's locations. Maps will be available at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Tuesday through Friday only. And they do ask the signs to be returned and call if you need those picked up after those are finished up as well. So that's coming up for a couple of those days. Also, a Hunter Safety Education Online Field Day will be held on September 27th. That's Saturday, September 27th from 8 a.m. till noon at the Nishna Bend Recreation Area. Anyone born after January 1st of 1972 has to complete a Hunter Safety Education course to obtain an Iowa hunting license. You do need to be at least 12 years old to take the class. You can go to iowadnr.gov/hunter and get signed up. You must register, Hunter Ed, rather, and get signed up. You must register for the field day online, and you have to complete online classes before you come to the field day. And you do need to bring your online completion voucher to be admitted to that field day. Also, the Avoca Rotary International 5K will be held on Saturday, September 27th at Edgington Memorial Park at 9 a.m. Registration begins at 7:30 a.m. Registration fee is $25, due by September 10th if you'd like a T-shirt. So you've already missed that. But registration does include refreshments, T-shirt, and drink token provided by the exchange. You can visit Avoca Rotary's Facebook page for the registration form. All the proceeds will help to support an exchange program to Japan. Also, the Exira Community Club's Fall Festival will be held on Saturday, September 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Activities in the city park include kids' inflatables, children's train, balloon creations, a petting zoo, a hay rack rides. There'll be carnival games, bake sales, kettle corn, caramel apples, farmer's market, craft vendors, quilt show, and a scavenger hunt. A bike ride from Exira to Brayton and back on the trail at 8:30 a.m. There'll be delicious desserts, gourmet coffee, chicken salad croissants served from 9 to 3 at the rec center. And new this year is the tailgate zone, which includes a barbecue contest with public judging at 2 o'clock, a cornhole tournament and beer garden from 11 to 3 on the southeast side of the park. And you can also get your personalized school brick ordered to go to the new recreation center, go in the new rec center entrance. All that going on the 27th. Also on Saturday the 27th, the 4th Annual Lake Anita State Park Dutch Oven Cast Iron Pan Cook-Off will be held from noon to 4 at the Lake Anita Campgrounds. There'll be a three-pot competition of bread, a main dish, or dessert. You can enter one category or all three. And if you'd like to register or more details, contact Molly Denny or Josh Peach. And the winners will be chosen by popular vote of the public. And then you can join them for the first ever Glow in the Park Fun Run, which will be held that evening at Lake Anita following the Dutch Oven Cook-Off. Entry fee is $25 on the day of the race. Registration beginning at 6:30 p.m. at the campground popcorn shed. Call the Lake Anita Park office if you'd like more information about that event. Also on Sunday, September 28th, Atlantic Fire and Rescue's water fights will be held at the Cass County Fairgrounds starting at 2 p.m. Registration is at 1 o'clock. Women first and then men will follow. Entry fee is $5 with 100% payback for first, second, and third places in that event. Wow, that's a lot of stuff that we've got going on around the area, and I'm just scratching the surface. I've got more to tell you about, too. First, take a quick break, and then I'll have more for you right after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, as promised, I have plenty more to tell you about here coming up in the coming days. Some other things going on this weekend, as a matter of fact, the Nathaniel Hamlin Park Fall Festival will be sponsored by the Audubon County Historical Society this Sunday, September 21st, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's a mile south of Audubon. They have all kinds of stuff going on, all kinds of things, music, goodies. There are things to do, things to see, things to keep the kids busy. There's a bargain barn. You'll have grilled smoked pork chop dinner with scalloped potatoes, green beans, coleslaw, rolls, pie, or dessert and beverage for $10. There's a kids' meal, which includes a hot dog for $4, serving starting at 11 a.m. Admission to the Nathaniel Hamlin Park Fall Festival is just $1 for one person, or if you have more than two or more people in the car, it's just $2. So stop on by and check it out. Lots of things there. You can feed the elk and see the babies and all kinds of stuff there, too. Some apple cider, they'll press that out for you. Lots of stuff happening there. Also this weekend, the 7th Annual Westphalia Volunteer Fire Department Gun Show will continue on Sunday, September 21st, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the St. Boniface Parish Center in Westphalia. $5 admission, over 50 tables of guns, ammo, knives, collectibles, and more. You can buy, sell, trade, and browse. That's the 7th Annual Westphalia Volunteer Fire Department Gun Show at St. Boniface Parish Center in Westphalia this Sunday, September 21st, continuing from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That started on Saturday. Now, some other things going on here in the coming days. The Iowa Association for College Admissions Counseling is sponsoring a college fair this Tuesday, September 23rd, at the Atlantic High School. That's from 2 until 3:15. And there'll be 60 representatives from post-secondary institutions to talk about opportunities at their colleges, their voc schools, their tech schools, and military services. And you can have all kinds of opportunity there to talk with all the appropriate people in helping to make those very important life decisions. Now, some other things coming up in the coming days. On Wednesday, September 24th, a Staley's Chicken Dinner fundraiser will be served at the Vets Auditorium in Harlan from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., Chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, homemade salads, rolls, pies, and bars. Carryouts are available. Adults, $10. Kids, 4 to 10 or $5. 3 and under are free. You can get your tickets at the door. And that is sponsored by the Harlan First United Methodist Church. That's on Wednesday. Also on Wednesday, the American Red Cross sponsoring a blood drive at the AHST Elementary School in Avoca. That's from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's Wednesday the 24th. And you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org online if you'd like to get an appointment set up for your visit. Also coming up this Wednesday, September 24th, the Adair Casey Jr. Class After Prom is holding a fundraising homecoming tailgate party. 5:30 to 7 p.m. before their pep rally at the Adair Casey High School parking lot. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy the meal. It's a hamburger meal for $6 and a hot dog meal for $5. It includes baked beans, chips, dessert, and Gatorade or water along with that. Also coming up here very soon, on Friday, September 26th, the Casey Women's Club is having a produce and bake sale. That's from 9 a.m. until noon at the Casey Public Library. And they'll have flu shots available from 9 to 11 a.m. that day as well. Coming up on Saturday, September 27th, the Casey Fire Department hosting their steak fry at the Casey Fire Hall. That's from 5 to 8 p.m. Steak dinner or a hot dog dinner. You can get raffle tickets from firefighters as well, and you can help out the fire department there. Also coming up next Saturday, September 27th, it's Drug Take Back Day. It's National Drug Take Back Day, but some communities are doing their events that day, and that includes in Audubon County. The Shopko Pharmacy and the Audubon Police Department are drop-off points for those different types of drugs and medications that you may still have sitting around the house that you don't need anymore. You can drop them off at the local police department on Saturday, September 27th from 10 a.m. until noon. So gather up all those things that you don't use or don't want anymore and dispose of them properly. Also coming up on Sunday, September 28th, it's a Scoop the Loop event in Griswold. Cars, trucks, bikes from 4 to 8 p.m. It's on Main Street. They're going to raise some money for Hank and Anita Pangelina. $10 will be donated for all registered vehicles by Rhodes Insurance, and free will donations are welcome. They have free hot dog meals. There'll be no entry fee for the Loud Pipes contest with cash paybacks there. And also, they'll have a Betty Boop lookalike contest there as well. Pieces and Dreams Car Club helping to sponsor that. So, again, that's Sunday, September 28th. If you can help out the Pangelinas with your support, they'd appreciate it. That's from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. Also, the Emmanuel Lutheran Church is sponsoring Oktoberfest with a German dinner at the Adair Community Center. That's the Adair Emmanuel Lutheran Church on Sunday, October 5th. That'll be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Menu including roast beef, bratwurst, sauerkraut, mashed potatoes, green beans, applesauce, and desserts, including homemade pie. Free will offering is what they ask for, and all the proceeds go toward building a ramp at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. So lots of things happening here in the area in the coming days. Hope you kept up with all of that. We do have some birthdays and anniversaries and things to tell you about here this weekend as well. Let's start with our birthdays first at some of the local care facilities. At the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn on the 22nd, happy birthday to Vera Laver. Vera Laver celebrating on the 22nd. Also at the Friendship Home in Audubon, celebrating on the 22nd, Samuel Hahn celebrating a birthday. So happy birthday to Samuel Hahn on the 22nd, residing at the Friendship Home in Audubon. And we do have a few other birthdays here to tell you about as well. Verna Ewalt of Harlan will turn 80 on September 22nd, and her family's asking for a card shower. So if you'd like to send Verna Ewalt a card, 701 Laurel Street, Harlan, Iowa, 51537 would be the address. And again, the birth date is September 22nd. So happy birthday to Verna coming up. Also, we have a 90th birthday wish going out to Earlene Fett. And if you would like to celebrate a little bit, you can join Earlene for cake and punch at the Heritage House in Atlantic on Saturday, September 27th from 1 to 3 p.m. Of course, the Heritage House at 1200 Brook Ridge Circle. Happy 90th birthday coming up on Saturday, September 27th to Earlene Fett. And we also have some anniversaries to tell you about here as well. Some of them coming up a little sooner than others. We have this is a 56th wedding anniversary wish to Lorne and Marlene Hupp. Lorne and Marlene Hupp. And they'll have an open house on Saturday, September 27th from 1 to 4. At the St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. 1 to 4, Saturday, September 27th at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Happy 56th to Lauren and Marlene Hupp. Also, Don and Ramona Kaufman of Portsmouth celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. They'll have a dance on Sunday, September 28th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Legion Hall in Arcadia. The Wayne Ripke Polka Band will furnish the music. Sounds like a lot of fun. Happy 50th wedding anniversary to Don and Ramona Kaufman of Portsmouth. And also, we have a 25th wedding anniversary wish. Jeff and Penny Nelson of Harlan will celebrate their 25th wedding anniversary with an open house on October 4th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the American Legion in Harlan. That's October 4th, 4 to 7 p.m. at the American Legion in Harlan. And we wish them the very best as well on their 25th wedding anniversary coming up. And we do have one baby note to give you this week as well. We had a boy reported to us that was born on September 7th, Samuel Alvin Wehlert. He was born to Martin and Anna Wehlert of Herrenberg, Germany. Samuel has two older sisters that he joins now in the family. Congratulations to Martin and Anna Wehlert on the birth of Samuel. Also, congratulations to the grandparents, which include Gaetano and Philippa Colella of Germany, Barb Fremberg of Omaha, and Jerry Wehlert of Sloan. And also congratulations to the great-grandparents, Vera Kringel of Atlantic and Betty Wehlert of Anita. So congratulations to those folks. A little earlier this month, but we wish them the best anyway. We're glad that they got a hold of us and gave us that information. If you have any birthdays, anniversaries of note, or a birth, new addition to the family, and you'd like us to tell folks about it, make sure you send that information to us here at the station. We'd be happy to share it with folks here on our program. Well, that's going to do it for this weekend. We always appreciate you being with us here on the radio and allowing us to share some of your weekend. It's always nice to be invited into people's homes, and we do appreciate that. I'm Jim Field, and this has been your Nishna Valley.